Welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, only 22% of Australians oppose a total immigration pause. That means that 78% of Australians want immigration stopped. The elites are trying to stop people from talking about it now because the elites want jeets. And I'm sure that those 22% that don't oppose immigration are immigrants themselves, that arrived in Australia over the last 20 years. Australia is about to flood the country with 5 million Indians, and if you oppose it, then they'll send you to jail for 5 years for hate crimes. Up next, Daniel Smith, the Premier of Alberta, banned corn from school libraries. And then the leftist media freaked out about mass censorship. But when schools in Ontario banned Shakespeare, J.K. Rowling, Orwell, and Huxley, you heard crickets from the media. The left wants authors that make you think banned, while they want you to watch videos that make you fap. Western Canada needs to leave, and only then might Eastern Canada be forced through financial means to restore some sanity. Number three, if your kid looks like a young incel chud, then you need myofacial therapy to restore their muscle and skeletal structure. The chin implant companies definitely don't want you knowing this. Helping your kids like this may actually save their life one day. This should be a mandatory healthcare thing. Check out a guy called Mike Mew on YouTube if you want to learn more. Him and his father invented the method and have great tutorials about it. Moving on, Emily on the left is asking the comedian on the right to stop mimicking her photos. Hasn't she ever heard that imitation is the greatest form of flattery before? In reality, the fat one is probably envious and wants to destroy Emily's status by making people think that she's gotten fat. Men get into physical fights and women get into reputational warfare. What I want to know is how you can see Emily's boobs and ribs at the same time. This must be fake. Number five, here's the difference between what this guy's wife saw versus what he saw. He couldn't help but notice the horrible welding job. Once a man notices those sorts of details, it's impossible to unnotice them. That's also not what the wife saw. She would have put herself in front of that view and taken a selfie. Women use places they've traveled to as backdrops for their own bodies. As for the welding, maybe extra metal just means a stronger weld. Up next, Canadians are pissed off with Air Canada and WestJet, our two main airlines, because of the cramped seating. If people want a third option, then check out Porter Air. They provide bigger seats and have a new fleet of jets. They're also now the best airline in Canada. You have to sit like this on WestJet for 6 hours and this person is 5'8", and there are no meals provided for that 6-hour flight. This is why I always ask for aisle seats at the very least. Number 7, Zoomers will never know the feeling of listening to a great song on the radio only to then buy a CD and the rest of the album is complete garbage. That's why I rarely bought full albums back in the 90s, and 99% of the time I ended up buying compilations. They had 10 to 15 songs on them. If people think it's dangerous driving today while texting, they don't remember how dangerous it was flipping through your CD book while steering with your knees. Moving on, here's another case of sexual cannibalism in the animal kingdom, with female octopuses strangling and eating the males who annoy them when they aren't in the mood. I guess the patriarchy has no place in the oceans. If female humans could consume us when they weren't into sex, they would. If you think men not approaching women is now bad, just imagine how bad it would be if this were to happen. Number 9, this guy has the right idea suggesting we deport liberal white women. But the question is where? Truth be told, no one wants those Karens because many consider them to be the biggest threat to Western civilization. And by biggest, I don't mean just because they have such large waist circumference. The 19th Amendment and women's suffrage will be studied by future historians as they use artificial wombs and sex bots and wonder what real women were once like. Up next, Keir Starmer is coming after people's right to about digital private life in the UK by introducing state-mandated surveillance in a few months. Looks like the government is going to want to have the right to arrest you about the things you talk about in your private life. I've said many times before that in the future the real flex will be no longer having a smartphone or being on the internet. This douche canoe wants to turn your phone into a government informant. They want to make using encryption illegal. Number 11, how evil can one person be? A study has found that Bill Gates' lab-grown meat causes cancer in humans. He wants to end you with vaccines, and if you won't take them, then he wants to get you to get cancer by eating fake meat. But I think this is a fake story, and they even put the Fact Check logo on it. Truth be told, lab-grown meat is actually cancer cells. So even if you don't get cancer from eating cancer, you're still eating cancer. Not still like playing with fire. Moving on, hey guys, why is she so happy to be with that good boy? What's she doing with him? My guess is that she's got a jar behind her back and it's peanut butter time. And that good boy looks like he's mate guarding. And he won't be the only one burying a bone later. It's a real shame because her Sydney Sweeneys are the size of her head. And she's curvy without being fat. She would be perfect for me. I just have to put something in that dog's food to take him out of the picture. Just kidding. Number 13, here's a crazy headline from back in 1986, with math teachers protesting against the use of calculators. There used to be people that worked in banks and their job was to calculate deposits and withdrawals in people's accounts each day. I bet they didn't like becoming technologically obsolete. But these guys were right. The less you use your brain for various tasks, the lazier you get. Just imagine how lazy future generations will be thanks to artificial intelligence. Up next, apparently white liberal women are the most mentally ill group in America. But I don't think they have a monopoly on it. Dr. Ryan Terraband says that every woman he knows is on some psychiatric medication. So it's not just white liberal women, but all women. That's the least of this one's troubles. She looks like she has reverse Popeye arms with a large upper arm and a small forearm. Does anyone also believe that mask will limit the number of calories that she consumes? Number 15, Stella here says that J.K. Rowling is wrong, and that women can have a penis. Remember everyone, this is an actual Labour MP in the UK government. Forget about democracy. People in the UK are being ruled by an idiocracy. Also, if you disagree with her, then there's a good chance she's going to send a woke police officer to come and arrest you and throw you in jail for 5 years. But yes, women can have penises, and this one says she's had plenty. Moving on, some people say that Jamie Lee Curtis is aging like fine wine. I say she's aging like a wino and that the wall takes them all. She wasn't all that good looking to begin with. She's a nepo baby and the daughter of Janet Leigh, the woman made famous in the shower scene in the Alfred Hitchcock film Psycho. Also, at least we know her kids won't actually make it to Hollywood. Just don't ask about Ruby, the gal on the far left. They used to be a guy. Janet Leigh would probably be rolling in her grave if she saw this. Number 17, Ava here with a long last name, can't travel to the UK, and has been banned because the government considers her presence to be not conducive to the public good. Yet it's okay for undocumented Somalians to flood into the country, and somehow that is good for the public good. She's critical of immigration and was doing events with Tommy Robinson. She also called out Keir Starmer's hypocrisy. No wonder he's the most hated prime minister there ever. Up next, here are some fine Romanian burglars who were conducive to the public good in the United Kingdom. They began ransacking homes mere hours after crossing the channel. Those are some dark Romanians. I think that the news media confused Roma with Romanians. They're clearly Roma, and the Roma or Gypsies are originally part of a migration from India to Europe, and most European countries have had problems with them for centuries. Last time I was in Serbia, they were more annoying than Indian people. They kept begging me for money and wouldn't let me film the landscape in peace. Number 19, well, this is a relief, because it looks like nude showgirls finally fired the three ugly ones and it's safe to come back. All of a sudden, I'm feeling a hell of a lot more adventurous. But we should take a moment to honor the three women that were fired. Broomhilda, Olga, and Krushka deserve better than that. Obviously, I'm making up their names to match how ugly they are. But seriously, this is a great promotion. I'm laughing hard and getting hard at the same time. Moving on, Denmark says that they won't do anything to stop the US from annexing Greenland, and that they'll just poop their pants and give up Greenland if America attacks. But I don't think that Trump will take Greenland by 2027, and Polymarket even says that there's only a 14% chance of it happening. I think the real reason Trump is saber-rattling is because he wants to destabilize the markets, like he did back in April with his tariff tantrums, because you can really make a lot of money manipulating the markets up and down. Number 21, someone says, here's the difference between their dream as a kid versus now. When you're younger, your brain requires more stimulation, so it makes sense to move to a city. But when you get older, you get easily overstimulated, so you want to move out into the countryside. Cities cause immense anxiety as you get older, unless you have enough money to afford a decent amount of space in that city. You can have peace and nature in the city, but it's going to cost you. Up next, an NVIDIA-backed company plans their first space hotel on the moon by 2032, costing about $500,000 a night. What idiot is going to believe that this is going to happen so soon? We're now just circling the moon again with astronauts for the first time in over 50 years. This timeline is Elon-esque, and we're still technically waiting for full self-drive cars 10 years later, even though we have Waymo everywhere. This would also be a bargain because it's over $20 million to be a private astronaut today with SpaceX. Number 23, remember everyone, the streaming companies have forgotten their entire existence is based on being slightly more convenient than piracy. And they're messing things up now with too many streaming services that you have to subscribe to multiple ones including HBO and Netflix, and they're still bombarding you with advertising. There's less ads on torrent sites. If you do sail the high seas, make sure you use a VPN so that movie companies don't send you cease and desist notices. Moving on, a 17-year-old in Denmark used pepper spray to protect herself from a rapist migrant, and will now be prosecuted for carrying a weapon. When the authorities no longer side with their own people, then those individuals have no reason to stay or improve their society. Because of this, I think that Denmark deserves to lose Greenland, and Canada deserves to be annexed by America, because you can't defend yourself from rapists and intruders there either. Number 25 and the last one, Canada spends 156 grand per immigrant, and they should actually pay the same for locals to have kids of their own. The reason they probably do it is because immigrants provide labor immediately, and they don't have to wait 20 plus years for them to mature, so they can start paying taxes right away. It's no different in Australia, England, and other parts of the Commonwealth. They want those obedient Indian imports right away. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.